Gang, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Yeah, and I'm excited.
So am I, Steve. So am I.
Yeah, we just returned from a paleontology festival. Man, there were a lot of bones there.
And they were all walking around.
The dinosaur bones were walking around?
Oh, no, the scientists. They have bones too, you know.
I meant the dried up bones, the old bones, the dinosaur bones. We saw the bones of a 250 million year old creature.
Funny, I don't remember seeing my teacher there.
I'm talking about a pterosaur.
You saw my teacher there?
A pterosaurus.
That pterosaurus?
You know what I'm talking about. The vicious one with the really sharp teeth.
We're still talking about my teacher, right?
Wouldn't you rather tell the listeners about your door prize? That's what we're so excited about.
I won a door prize! Now all I have to do is find a door to put it on. See? A shiny, nice new knob.
Stop goofing around. He won an entire apatosaur skeleton.
Only I have to put it together myself.
Well, I can help.
You? You don't even know the difference between a pterosaur and my third grade teacher.
Of course I know the difference.
Then can you tell me?
The only thing I'm a little concerned about is that the room here is too small for a huge skeleton like an apatosaur. It's one of the biggest dinosaurs that ever existed.
I don't think we'll have any trouble, Steve. After all, I've been telling you for years, this is radio! If we can't at least put up a huge skeleton on radio, where can we put it up? I ask you.
The Museum of Natural History?
Oh, sure. But if the museum had put their dinosaur room on radio, it would have been a heck of a lot easier, I don't have to tell you. They go through all that trouble to construct a room worth millions of dollars and find bones worth the same, and all they had to do was put it on radio and, well, what it cost them a fraction of the price.
Wouldn't it cost them anything, just like it's not costing us anything.
Just the price of a piece of paper, the ink to write it, and a few bone sound effects.
Can we get on with it, please?
Yes, my pleasure.
Now, can we see this door prize you won?
Yes, we can. It's right here, in this box. Bones, man! Bones!
Very cool. Hope there are instructions with it.
Oh, yeah, here are the instructions. Let me just unfold it here.
Wow, those are a lot of instructions.
Well, this is a lot of dinosaur. There we go.
Whoa, stretches all the way across the room.
Yeah, why don't you put on a recording while I get to work on this baby? I should have this dinosaur skeleton up in no time.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks a lot more complicated than you think.
Oh, not all that complicated, Steve. They're all numbered. Now, take bone 387 right here. See? That goes next to bone 589. Let's see if I can find 589. Ah! 589! Just put them together and we're on our way.
Yeah, well, we better put on a recording. This is obviously going to take a while.
One, two, three. The Museum of Natural History is filled with lots of mystery, especially in that room with all those bones, bones, bones. I never can believe my eyes are dinosaurs. They're all life-size. I love that room with all those big bones. If you've never been to that museum, you should visit just to see them. I love that room with all those big bones. It's hard to believe that things that big ones walk and breathe. I love that room with all those big bones. Oh, big bones, big bones. I love that room with all those big bones. They were alive long, long ago, but now they're only bones. You know, I love that room with all those big bones. From Central Park, so don't go visit after dark. I love that room with all those big bones. 100 million years ago, they roamed Columbus Avenue. I love that room with all those big bones. That whale is quite a man, and those Indians in tents, but they can't come close to any of those bones. Those bones are so colossal, and all of them are fossils. I love that room with all those big bones. Big bones,
big bones,
big bones. I love that room with all those big bones. The double A's is a train to get. It'll be a day you won't forget. I love that room with all those big bones. was the day the dinosaur came to life. He gave a poor farmer a terrible fright. He just stood up and shook the dirt off his skin, said, "I must have slept in." The dinosaur said, "No, farmer, now listen here. You know I've been sleeping for 60 million years. Want to find out every little thing I can. I want to find out about the progress of man." The farmer said, "Now, dinosaur, I can't be talking to you. I've got fields to plow. I've got things to do. I gotta take my car. Gotta go downtown. I've got no time to be fooling around."
"Whoa! Hey, wait a minute, don't go. Farmer, farmer, there's a lot of things I gotta know. Besides that, I could crush you with my little toe."
"Well, in that case, ask me anything, I'll tell you everything I know." "Well, what's the animal there that's moaning and groaning?" "That's my tractor with the motor going." "What's that bird flying high in the sky?" "A jumbo jet just passing on by."
"What's that long thing going clickety-clack?"
"It's a train full of grain moving down the track."
"What's that volcano turning your white clouds black?"
"That's what we call a factory smokestack."
"Oh, well, that's gross. Ooh, smells awful, too. I think I better take a swim in this stream. Hey, what's going on? It's green. This is different. It wasn't like this before."
"Hey, dinosaur, you need a job. You can't be standing around here like a lazy old slob. Clear my land with the sweep of your tail. Plow my fields with your overgrown nail."
"Oh, you can't treat me like a piece of machinery. After all, I'm a piece of your ancient history. Besides that, this place is a mess. Farmer, farmer, this can't be progress. Do I make myself perfectly clear? You got some cleaning up to do around here. Now, farmer, I'll jump back in this hole, and you can dig me up in another million years." It was the day the dinosaur came to life. He gave a poor farmer a terrible fright. He just stood up and shook the dirt off his skin, said,
"Ooh, I must have slept in."
"Now, you don't have to wait a million years. If you got it done in a couple of months, get me out of here, okay? So do something. Make some phone calls. At least pick up after you." "Oh, yeah. Throw some food down once in a while. See you later."
Norman Foote. That's from a CD called Footprints on Disney's Music Box. And this is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. Harry won the door prize at this paleontology festival we returned from. It's an Apatosaurus skeleton. That's what he won. He's been working on getting it put together, and I must say, he is doing a pretty good job.
"Steve, can you hand me number 1,345? It's right there next to the elbow bone."
"I didn't know dinosaurs had elbows."
"Of course they do, silly. Otherwise, how would they bend their arms?"
"I didn't know they had arms."
"Of course they do, silly. Otherwise, how would they pick up their cigarettes?"
"I didn't know dinosaurs smoked."
"Of course they did, silly. Why do you think they became extinct?"
Let's see. Well, what was that bone again?
1,345.
Let's see if I can find it in the box here. Oh, here it is. Okay. Here's number 1,345,
Harry. Thanks. I think I'll get off this ladder and peruse my work. Let me just come over here and take a look at it.
Something wrong?
Yeah. Is the head of the skeleton supposed to look like George Washington?
Well, not according to these instructions. Let me take a look again.
I must have reversed bones 224 and 312.
Yeah, no, it's not supposed to look like George Washington.
All right, well, let me pop this bone off here. And I'll pop this one here. And I'll reverse them. Here we go. All right. How's that?
Doesn't look like Washington anymore.
Good, good.
Looks like your teacher.
Aha! I told you there wasn't much difference.
No, I think something else is wrong.
Well, I know they didn't give me a big toe, but I thought no one would notice that.
I didn't know dinosaurs had big toes.
Sure, otherwise how could they dance ballet?
I didn't know dinosaurs danced ballet.
Sure, otherwise what would be the purpose of wearing the tutus?
I didn't know... Oh, what's the use? Look, I think you're missing one of the more important bones. Take a look at the directions.
All right, let me take a look here. Aha! You're right, this one. The fibrotracheofibulodibula. Darn, it's an important one, too. If I don't get that bone replaced, this apatosaur is going to end up looking like an aardvark. Well, maybe we can use a wooden spoon instead. Then when the next recording is on, I'll run down to the hardware store and see if they have any fibrotracheofibulodibulas in stock.
Well, I doubt it. What did the fibrotracheofibulodibula do, anyway?
Oh, it allowed the dinosaur to wear large, floppy hats without them falling down into the dinosaur's eyes.
I didn't know dinosaurs wore hats.
Sure. Otherwise, how could they keep from getting sunburns in the summer?
I didn't know dinosaurs could get a tan.
Sure. Otherwise, how could they attract dinosaurs of the opposite sex? They'd wear skimpy bathing suits and sunglasses and lie on the beach drinking cool fruit spritzers, checking out the action. This bone kept the hat from falling into their faces.
Uh-huh.
Hello, is this Knock on Wood?
Saved by the Bell. You know, your stories get worse and worse all the time.
I was sent over by the Paleontology Festival. It seems that they left the tracheofibulodibula out of your kit. We thought you might need it.
Hey, I was looking for that!
Yes, and here's one of the hats that the Apatosaurus wore when he went to the beach. It's a fossil, but it won't fit on his head without the fibulodibula.
See, Steve, now I can finish the skeleton before the professor comes over to make sure I did it right.
Professor? I mean, we're going to introduce another character into the show?
Oh, you don't think this is enough routine to sustain a whole program, do you?
I was hoping, that's all.
I'll see you boys later. You know, that dinosaur looks a lot like Ernest Borgnine.
Fossil finding in the great state of Texas is what I used to do. I was a paleontologist, Professor Jones, to you. I left my home way down in Tennessee to dig for bones, just waiting there for me. 'Cause when my pick fell on a bumpy spot, why, I could tell if it was bone or not. I dusted off and everybody knew Professor Jones had found a bone or two. I'd dance a little jig and give that bone a kiss, and with my head held back, why, I'd go like this. I'd go, yo, lady, yo, lo, lady, yo, lady, yo, lo, lady, yo, lady, yo, lo, lady, Professor Jones. He found some bones. Fossil finding in the great state of Texas, I found a magic bone. It seemed to grab me by the hand while I was there all alone. And in the sand, I drew a dinosaur. I was surprised, I'd never drawn before. I danced my jig and gave that bone a kiss, and with my head held back, why, I went like this. I went, yo, lady, yo, lo, lady, yo, lady, yo, lo, lady, yo, lady, yo, lo, lady, Professor Jones. He found some bones. Well, that dinosaur, why, she just came to life. She talked and she had a name. And now, fossil finding in the great state of Texas will never be the same. When I go, yo, lady, yo, lady. Jones. He found some bones.
From an old album called Dinosaur Rock, Michelle Valerie, Valeri, I guess, and Michael Stein. Oh, we started, by the way, I did a song way in the beginning, a dinosaur album that I did. Frank Orsini and George Wilson helped me do that. The Museum of Natural History, yeah. Well, this is Knock On Wood. I'm Steve Charney. If you're tuning in late, I'll tell you what's going on. Harry's won the Door Prize at this paleontology festival we went to. It's a skeleton of an apatosaurus, and he's put it together during the show, man. He's all done. It's incredible. You should see this. It's too bad this is radio, not television. You wouldn't have thought that apatosaur bones would fit in a tiny studio like this.
Well, I would have thought it, Steve, but then again, I know radio. Unlike you, you're so literal.
I am not literal. I'm big.
See, that's your problem. You have no sense of humor. But then again, it's easier for me to be funny because I don't even exist, just like this dinosaur. It's rather sad, I must say. This dinosaur and I have a lot in common.
Sure, you're both stupid.
Hey, I resemble that remark!
Anyway, Harry's invited a paleontology professor over to examine the skeleton that he's put together and, well, see if it was done properly. He was at the festival and wanted to see how the skeleton turned out. Will he be here soon?
Sure he will.
Well, how do you know?
It's in the script.
Oh, it is? Oh, yeah, so it is. Convenient.
Hello! Is this Knock on Wood?
Yes, it is, but I'm sorry. There are no dogs allowed in here.
This is my seeing-eye dog.
You're blind?
Yes.
So how are you going to see the skeleton?
I'll feel it, and my dog Ribs has a very good eye. Isn't that right, Ribs? Speak, Ribs, speak. He's very well behaved. Now, where's the tyke who put it together?
Well, I'm right here, Doc.
Mm-hmm. My dog hasn't had any lunch. You don't mind, do you?
Hey, what are you doing? That's a bone from my dinosaur.
Here, Ribs. Enjoy.
He's eating my apatosaur.
That's all right. The dinosaur won't feel any pain. He's been dead for 250 million years, you know.
Are you going to see if Harry put the skeleton together right?
Of course. Let me feel it here. Oh, this leg feels very much like a tree. A dinosaur is very much like a tree. And the tail over here, well, that feels like a snake. I see a dinosaur feels very much like a snake. Let me feel the ear. Oh, that feels like...
Look, this isn't an elephant. It's a dinosaur.
I know, I just like to do that. Ribs, how's the bone? Ribs loves bones, except, of course, for the fibrotracheal fibula dibula.
Oh, why doesn't he like the fibrotracheal fibula dibula?
Well, as a young pup, he was working with me on a dinosaur, and a fibrotracheal fibula dibula fell on his head with a hat and all. He goes nuts if he sees one now. Fortunately, I had the good sense to take the fibrotracheal fibula dibula that belongs to this dinosaur out of the box before giving it to you as the door prize.
But some delivery guy came by just a little while ago and gave it to us. It's right there, way up on top. Oh, no, Ribs, down, boy! Oh, no, my masterpiece! Oh, no, stop it! It's all collapsing! Oh, no!
Oh, dear, has Ribs been naughty again?
We went to Illinois
and found
dinosaur.
Bones, bones, bones are everywhere.
We went to Zanzibar
and found a
dinosaur.
Bones, bones, bones are everywhere.
Still not right. Let's get up north. We went to Canada
and found a
dinosaur.
Bones, bones, bones are everywhere.
Maybe if we go south.
We went to Mexico
and found a
dinosaur. Bones, bones, bones are everywhere.
Ruler
cougars for millions of years. They looked and acted tough, but then they died and petrified.
It's fascinating stuff.
So perhaps you'll find a bone underneath your home. 'Cause bones, bones, bones are everywhere. Let's try these places out. We went to San Jose and found a dinosaur.
Bones, bones, bones are everywhere.
We'll get it soon. We went to Galilee and found a dinosaur.
Bones, bones, bones are everywhere.
Still don't have it right. We went to Versailles and found a dinosaur.
Bones, bones, bones are everywhere.
We went to Timbuktu and found a dinosaur.
Bones, bones, bones are everywhere.
Well, some were fat and some were thin. Some were in between. Some were hairy. Some were scary. Some were just plain mean. So you may find a bone underneath your home.
'Cause bones, bones, bones are everywhere.
We went to Nigeria and found a dinosaur.
Bones, bones, bones are everywhere.
Wait, I think I got it, huh? We went to Baltimore. Oh, yeah, Steve. And found a dinosaur.
Bones, bones, bones are everywhere.
We went to Ecuador and found a dinosaur. We went to Singapore and found a dinosaur. We went to Salvador and found a dinosaur. We went to Arkansas and found a dinosaur.
'Cause bones, bones, bones are everywhere.
When I sit in contemplation of our human situation, I often get a certain sense of pride. Our achievements are many and mighty. The evidence cannot be denied.
But my reverie is shaken, and my thoughts are always taken by the tragedy that happened long ago. When they moved through the land, beings awesome and grand,
the fabulous dinosaurs. They were creatures in a manner quite reptilian, in their unique and stylish way. And their numbers could be reckoned in the millions, but there are zero of these heroes in the world today. They had music, art, and fashion. There was dinosauric fashion. And I think they'd be enraged and mortified when they're mentioned today. It is only to say their brains were small and they died. Perhaps some asteroid that Mother Earth could not avoid became the agent of their premature demise. I've heard these things can happen, but who are we to criticize?
When we'll spend most any price to make the ultimate device that ensures the perfect global suicide, I would venture instead that the humanoid head is where the tinier brain resides.
And when we're gone, our works will start to crumble till nothing can be found. In 10 million years, some other guy will stumble on our fossils, and some expert will begin to expound some scientific study to his cockroach science buddy.
How the evidence can never be denied.
They were big, dumb, and slow.
They couldn't go with the flow.
Their brains were small and they died.
Oh, I had a little dinosaur who wouldn't lay an egg, so I poured hot water up and down her leg. The little dino hollered and the little dino banged. Then the little dinosaur laid a hard-boiled egg. Dinosaur, ho, 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 dinosaur, hey, hey, hey. Roll him up, pitch him up, high, take a hole. Hit him up, a dingo dinosaur. Oh. had a little dinosaur who wouldn't lay an egg, so I got a jogger to run up her leg. Little dino hollered and the little dino begged, then the little dinosaur laid a runny egg. Dinosaur, ho ho ho, dinosaur, hey hey hey, roll him up, pitch him up high, tuck a haw, hit him up a tune called dinosaur. Oh, I had a little dinosaur who wouldn't lay an egg, so a bunny hopped up and down her leg. The little dino hollered and the little dino begged, then the little dinosaur laid an Easter egg. Dinosaur, ho, 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 dinosaur, hey, 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 roll him up, pitch him up, ha, tuck a ha, hit him up a tune called dinosaur. Dinosaur wouldn't lay an egg, so I shook a fork up and down her leg. The little dino hollered and the little dino begged, then the little dinosaur laid a scrambled egg. Dinosaur, ho ho ho, dinosaur, hey hey hey, roll him up, pitch him up, high tuck a ho, hit him up a tune called dinosaur. Well, I like to go fishing in the summer stream, and I asked that mosasaur, what do you mean? Well, I grabbed that mosasaur right by the snout, and I turned that dinosaur inside out.
Oh, Not Going is written and produced by me, Steve Charney, and you can find dozens of videos, info about me and Harry's live shows, jokes, a for sales page with my books and CDs, and lots of other fun stuff, either by visiting my website, stevecharney.com, or my public Facebook page, Steve Charney Ventriloquist.
And you can also find our podcasts on iTunes, his website, or Steve's Facebook page. Go ahead, like him on Facebook.
Thanks, Harry. And you can also hear previous Knock on Wood radio shows by going to the WGXC.org archives page and searching for
Knock on Wood.